why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back to your listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, the awaited savior of humanity. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So there's interesting conversations that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, has with some individuals who had questions from him. And of course, these questions regarded various different issues when it concerned Islam and the Muslims. And so Imam al-Mahdi would reply to these various different individuals. There was one man by the name of Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Jafar, and he wrote some questions regarding various issues and religious laws with Imam al-Mahdi. And so in response, we find that this dialogue of the past, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, he answers these questions. So it's interesting here, this individual, Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Jafar, he asks Imam al-Mahdi that, the question was regarding some people who were praying the congregational prayers behind the leader of the congregation when suddenly something happened to the prayer leader and he ended up dying. And so he asked, what should this congregation do when the congregational leader during the congregational prayers has died? And so he said that what some people end up doing is that some people, they just move ahead so that a new prayer leader is, there. And then the other people stay behind so that the congregational prayer continues in its fashion. And then they complete the prayer. But the people who have touched the body of the dead congregational prayer leader, they should perform a ritual bath. Is this correct or not? So what's really interesting is that Imam al-Mahdi, he replies here and he says that one who has moved the dead congregational prayer leader aside with his hands has to do nothing except wash his hands. So he doesn't have to do the ritual ghusl or the ritual washing that is done after touching the dead body. And of course here, some of the jurisprudence, they say that it is because if the body is still warm, this does not incur a ritual bathing. And then he says that if nothing, Imam al-Mahdi says that if nothing extraordinary happens to break the prayer, the people should complete the prayer as you have explained. So what's really interesting here, you know, sometimes we think that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is an individual or an imam who is disconnected from his people, is disconnected from his ummah. But the reality of the fact is very different. We find that even some of these very small matters that are of concern to the imam of the time and are of concern to the people are being addressed by Imam al-Mahdi. So, you know, we too should address our imam. Most surely he listens to us and he will reply to us when appropriate and necessary. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
We are talking about what are the reasons for which people would reject the imam, and hopefully through that we would understand the opposite, which is the reasons for which we might accept him. When the imam returns, it would not be surprising that large numbers of people would be so fed up with even the idea of responding to someone who is calling them to more fighting and more war and establishing peace and justice, because they've heard this over and over again and been disappointed. Every government that comes talks about promising peace and tranquility and eliminating poverty and hunger, and nobody does anything. So there will be people who will have lost that confidence at all. There are a large number of individuals amongst the Muslims who have this concept and idea that the only way to identify the true imam is through miracles. This is not to say that the imam is incapable of performing miracles or that he will not perform them. But it is very, very important that we understand for ourselves and we train our children to understand as well that when you wish to prove something as being true or false, you do not do it on the basis of miracles. Now, I wish to just talk about this concept of what role does a miracle play, and can you really prove anything with a physical sign or a miracle? Just for a bit, with evidence from the Quran. We see, for example, the previous generations who expected miracles to happen for the sake of truth. In the Battle of Uhud, the same Surah Ali Imran, there were groups of people who expected that because we are with the Messenger of Allah, we can only win. There has to be victory for us. So when they suffered losses because of their own greed at the Battle of Uhud, one of the things some of them said was, had this prophet been the real prophet, and had this religion been the true religion, we would not have been killed the way we were killed. To which the Quran says that Allah kept his promise, but it was you who broke your side of the bargain by being greedy for the spoils of war. Avert death from yourself if you are truthful. This is chapter 3, verse 154. So the Quran is very clear that don't expect miracles for successes. Allah expects you as human beings to struggle for the truth and establish it, not through miracles.
For listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.